Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Some things that we have done as Ojibwe people here in this area, and one of them is flint knapping. Flint knapping is an art form. Before copper, before guns, we had bows and arrows, and we're going to talk about arrows today. The flint knapping with the arrows, you know, we had to travel, and once we came to this area, we had to travel great distances to obtain obsidian or flint or whatever you were going to use. And you know, obsidian is extremely sharp. Under a microscope, it creates a very thin line compared to a scalpel. When they magnified it, the scalpel is really jaggedy, whereas the obsidian at that level is extremely sharp and one thin line. I do believe there are doctors that do use obsidian. Faster healing, cleaner line of a scar. So anyway, they had to travel great distances to these quarries and over different territories to obtain the flint in order to make arrowheads and spearheads. And so as they traveled from here and went to wherever they were going to obtain it, they buried it along the way coming back, so they wouldn't have to travel so far again to go and get some. And they were heavier pieces, so they couldn't carry all of it back, so they carried as close as they could back to this area, and then they dumped some of the heavier pieces by a landmark somewhere. And then they'd go back, and then they wouldn't have to walk so far to go grab some more. And they would carry that back as far as they could and bury it at another landmark. Landmarks were very important back in the day. That's how, besides the stars being guided by them, sometimes it would be cloudy, so you know, they'd have to use landmarks, and landmarks were a very important thing when it came to the life of Ojibwes here in this area. So anyway, we go and we get the obsidian, we bring it back here. Moose billet was a way to start off flecking off bigger chunks, bigger pieces of the rock. And so we had to shape it, and we had to use percussion. Percussion was a very common thing to use, which is breaking off a piece off the rock. And then those percussions, as they come into the middle of the rock, that's what you would gauge the rest of your hits on. So you didn't want to overdo it, but get it down to a good solid shape, and then we could start flecking. So we'd fleck off the rest of it to make sharper points and get it down to a fine arrowhead or a fine spear point. And you know, they put a piece of leather on their lap, because this is very sharp materials, rock, which is obsidian. It's very, very sharp. So you didn't want that going into your leg. So they'd put a like moose hide over their legs. And usually it was the hump area, which is very, very thick, or buffalo, which is also very thick. We'd use those and put those over our laps so that we could continue on flecking off pieces of the rock in order to shape it out. You know, in June, usually towards the end of June, over by Pine City on I-35, going south from Duluth to Minneapolis, off to the right, there's a little fort that's over there, and there are gentlemen that get together and come together to teach this. And that's where I went and learned. I went and learned from these gentlemen there. And they were gracious enough to go ahead and let me in on their little groups and start to learn how to fleck out arrowheads and spearheads, knives, whatever you want to call them, and put them together. And I've kept that, you know, to myself, and I just use it as, you know, as a hobby. Nowadays, you know, some of us, we don't have to go out and obtain these materials, but the knowledge and then applying it is another thing. So you got to be able to not only go and find it and find quarries to go and mine some of the stuff or do trading. You know, moose billet is a good trade when it comes to these rocks. They will definitely trade for you or with you. And that is the old way and the old form of obtaining goods that you would like to obtain from another person. So we have these moose billets around here. I look at them as valuable. Other people use them for different things, you know. They'll make lamp shades out of them, or lamp chandeliers out of them, or whatever else they got. They'll cut them down into little pieces and make jewelry out of them also. So anyway, so you got moose billet, and that's to break off and use percussion to break off larger amounts of the rock. And then you got your little flecking. They're almost like little points, and you break off pieces and fleck it on out and shape out the arrowhead or the knife or the spearhead. And you get going pretty good there. Once you start to learn how to do that from a teacher, I would like to express that, you know, go find a teacher. And when you find a teacher, they'll help you get better points, make them straighter, thinner, very thin, and very usable. So anyway, we're coming to the end of our Ojibwe way of life. I just want to throw that on out there today, and then we'll talk a little bit about bows in the next one, okay? Thanks for tuning on in. You guys have a great day, and y'all come back now, okay? Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Larper. This was the Ojibwe way of life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.